from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's some guys further down the roster that ultimately one coach on the staff wants Nico Remigio to make this team. Did you hear Dave Tobe yesterday? He said when he was asked about potential kickoff returners, he focused on Nico Remigio. He said, quote, could be McColl. Nico did a great job. I'm going to be pounding the table for that guy. I love him. And he was referencing Nico Remigio. He went on to talk about Carson Steele. He looks good back there. He hits it north and south. He'll be able to block. He's a guy that you could use as a backup running back somewhere. That's Dave Tobe, who we know gets more say than most special teams coordinators on roster decisions. Usually he gets like, what, one or two guys that he can kind of, as he said, pound the table for and say, yes, hey, I need, this guy can really help me. I need this guy on my special teams. That's a hell of an endorsement for Nico Remigio. And unless things go poorly on Thursday, that puts him in a better spot. We were trying to figure out what the back end of the wide receiver room looks like. We all think Kadarius Toney's going to get cut. I think Sky makes the team, but I hear these comments and it makes me wonder a little bit, because they can't keep Sky and keep McColl and keep Nico and keep Justin Ross. Who can they get to the practice squad? Based on that comment from...
It's not Remigio. He just gave a giant endorsement of the guy.
It makes me wonder once again if they think they can get Justin Ross to the practice squad, unless Sky Moore's a surprise cut.
I think this might say something about Sky. I think it's 50-50. I would be equally not surprised, or surprised depending on how you look at it, that if it's Sky Moore or Justin Ross is the last two wide receivers on the roster, because the difficulty in Sky Moore is a little bit of what we talked about with Tony, because I can't even claim super athleticism with Sky Moore. Tell me what Sky Moore does better than anyone else on this route. Tell me what he does better than Justin Ross. Tell me what, maybe return a kick. Justin Ross has done that too.
Yeah, Justin Ross is just not really a special teams player. No. He can't really help him there.
So maybe that's where Sky Moore is better. Although that's not what Sky's been asked to do a lot of.
Right.
He hasn't been on kick coverage during his time, so he's running into the same problem Justin Ross is. Remigio is a four-phase player. And I've covered this team. I've talked to Dave Tobe years. Used to cover the team every day for years. Dave Tobe, 1,000%, gets to borderline handpick the final two guys on the roster. I bet he sits. I would stop short of saying he probably sits down in Brett Veach's office and he's like, hey man, we're between these five guys. And he's like, I want these two. And just as long as Brett Veach thinks the other three guys will possibly slip through waivers and not that somebody is interested in the other one, those are the two who end up on the roster. So now I am to assume Nico Remigio is on this roster. Why would he say those things about him unless he was trying to get Remigio a job somewhere else? And that just doesn't make sense. I assume he's one of the wide receivers. So we're down to Sky Moore or Justin Ross on the team. Who would you rather have?
I would still choose Sky because I think I can get Justin Ross to the practice squad. Whereas some team would see Sky was a second round pick and is more likely to try to get him on their active roster. So that's kind of where I would be at. Now, you know, if Nico has a huge mistake on Thursday, or on the flip side, if he also makes another nice play, then that also solidifies him. But yeah, it seems more and more like it's between Sky and Justin Ross suddenly because of that. And I just think the practice squad part is a huge factor here. It's a numbers game, but also who do they think they can still keep through the practice squad, therefore not lose, versus someone that they think another team for sure would go ahead and acquire.
Someone said Sky Moore's better at cardio. Maybe. Is that as much as Sky Moore was a part of that, it was really MVS I was picking on for that. That man was running like 70% of the routes for like 8 weeks and getting one catch a game. He was the one getting cardio. I'm sure Sky Moore was doing some running too. This is funny because we spent a lot of time talking about sixth and seventh wide receivers. The truth is, if they cut Sky Moore and choose Justin Ross, or cut Justin Ross and cut Sky and choose Sky Moore, I don't care. Neither of them are going to have a massive impact on the success of this year's team. The more interesting storyline is if they choose to cut Sky Moore, although I'm pretty sure we can already say this, we can officially label the gigantic red letter bust.
That's your favorite thing to
do. It doesn't matter. You know, it's a missed pick.
Yeah, no question.
It's hard. Well, in the first and the second rounds and the third rounds, those are the ones I pay attention to. I don't care if you cut a guy out of the fifth round who never makes your team. I don't care if he makes it out of camp. First round and second round picks, I'd like you to not throw zeros there. And in Mecole Hardman's case, not a zero. Guys helped your team, was on your roster for a five-year period, was on some Super Bowl championships, had 500 yards receiving here or there. Sky Moore's never even lived up to that. His best season as a Chief is like 300 yards. And outside of that, one good punt return in a playoff game and 1 2-yard touchdown in a Super Bowl. His highlight package is pretty lean. And so I don't want him to, I'd rather just be good right now. That would be helpful. But I mean, the only interesting storyline out of that is they've now chosen Justin Ross, a guy they paid nothing for and had no investment in other than just time, for Sky Moore, a guy they spent a second round pick on and had time and money and all these things invested in, and decided that wasn't going to work anymore.
If that's what they choose, by the way,
that
hasn't made a decision on that yet. But yeah, it looks like it could come down to those particular players. I mean, I guess there's also the scenario, Cody, before the 27th, that is there some team out there we can kind of roll our eyes at it. But we joked yesterday about Tony. Is there some team out there that is willing to offer they see something and they want to offer a conditional sixth or seventh round pick or something like that?
For Sky, that wouldn't be crazy.
For Sky or somebody.
If they got a third for Kadarius Toney, the most yardage he'd had in a season was 500.
If, in fact, they trade him. I'll still go with that Sky and Ramihio make it, and then Justin Ross goes to the practice squad. But it's a coin flip, and as you said, ultimately, it's not going to have a huge impact on this team. You could argue the guy that is on special teams has a bigger impact, and while that could be Nico, that could be Sky Moore than Justin Ross, even though we all agree Ross presents something that they don't have, which is just kind of, you know, that size receiver to go up and get a football. But can he get open just not running across the middle of the field? And that we've never seen.
That actually makes the Sky part of that interesting, which is if you had to trade one guy and you thought you could get a conditional sixth, you're far more likely to get the value out of Sky than Justin Ross. Nobody's calling off a new sixth for Ross, I don't think. No. And if you Sky, it will be some team who had him also graded in the second round, who is, and sometimes this works, by the way. The reason why teams do this is sometimes a change of scenery and a change of system and all those things actually does benefit the player. It does occur, like Brandon Lloyd or whoever you want to go back and look at these players who have found success. So there probably is a team out there. So if you're between the two and you think you don't care like we don't care, well, then find a trade partner for Sky Moore, get a little bit of draft equity out of it, and just keep Justin Ross.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.